it's Nicole, not our producer Nicole, but a different Nicole. Nicole, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Mark and Megan?
Good.
We
hi,
are
Nicole.
Good, Nicole. Have you been? Hi. Are you in a position where you need our assistance with a man?
I do.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Okay.
What's going on?
Yeah. Give
Who's
us the
dude?
So his name is Tom, and so I was out one night just having a few tapas and some wine by myself.
You were having some what?
Tapas.
Tapas. Oh, okay, I got it. Okay.
Yeah. I was just, unwinding after a long week at work.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Friday. And so this cute, just sexy man comes up to me. His name is Tom.
Uh-huh.
And I was smitten. I don't believe in love at first sight, but it was pretty damn close.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, he was so cute, so nice, so just everything, all rolled up into one. So,
yeah.
We get to talking, we're having a good time. And listen, okay, can I just be honest with you guys?
Sure, please do.
Okay, I'm really embarrassed, but we ended up going home together.
Oh, okay.
And
it happens.
Megan's like, oh, I do that all the time.
It happens. I understand.
I don't usually do it because, I don't want to be that stereotypical girl, pick up a guy at a bar or whatever.
Right.
But, he's just something about him. And so, we spent the night together. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And I have not heard from him. We exchange phone numbers. We exchange, let's keep in touch. Let's make this a thing. And it was super chill, very low key. And I really thought it was going somewhere. And I have called him, left messages, no response, no call back. I texted him, no text. And I'm not trying to be a stalker or anything, but
you're just trying to figure out what the hell happened.
Yeah, he's totally blowing me off. Did I miss a memo or something?
Yeah.
Right.
We were supposed to meet up the following week, and nothing.
Huh.
All right.
So I need your help.
Okay, so you said his name is Tom.
Tom, yeah.
All right. I mean, we can call Tom, and we can try to find out why, after picking you up and spending the night with you, he's now blowing you off, although there may be a pretty simple explanation for it.
Well, I just didn't think we were that stereotypical.
Yeah, right. Like the wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Because you really felt like a connection with him. I get it.
I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hang on one second.
Well, let's
we'll
find
call
out.
Him. All right. Yeah. We're going
right.
to. We'll definitely call him now. Here we go. Listen on the line. Just don't say a word.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, may I please speak with Tom?
This is Tom.
Hey, Tom. How's it going, buddy?
Good. Who's this?
It's Jerry. Just kidding.
What?
I couldn't help myself. Tom and Jerry. Never mind.
Oh, God.
My name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Tom.
There's Megan.
Oh, hey.
Hey, oh, yeah. We're from 95.1 WAPE. We host the morning show.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
Well, thanks for listening, dude.
Yeah. Do you think we could just have a few minutes of your time to talk to you on the radio?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Well, did we wake you? You seem like you might...
No, I got a little sore throat. I'm sorry.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry about that. Well, listen, we wanted to ask you about this girl that you met a couple weeks ago. Her name is Nicole.
Oh, you guys know Nicole?
We do. We're acquaintances.
Yeah.
You met her at the Tapas bar, and then you took her home and spent the night with her?
Yeah, I know Nicole, but she stole from me. So I don't know how you know her, but...
She stole from you.
Yeah. What do you know about me and Nicole?
Well, she called us and told us a little bit that you guys met out at a place where she was hanging out, and then you went home together, and she really liked you, but you're not calling her back, and she wants to know why. What did she steal from you?
Oh, she really liked me. Well, okay, well, Nicole stole my coupons.
Wait, what? I'm sorry, she stole your coupons?
Yeah, so it was going great. Nicole, we had breakfast. I cooked for her.
Yeah.
She leaves, and then all of a sudden I get my coffee and open up my newspaper, and my coupons weren't there.
Oh.
And she was the only person there, what? So she stole my coupons.
Wait a minute. You get the newspaper?
Yeah.
Wait, so that's why you're blowing her off?
Wait a minute.
Well, okay.
Because you have missing coupons?
You're mad about some coupons?
Well, hey.
You got to be joking. You're mad about some coupons, for real.
Yeah. Okay, how would you feel if,
what?
I'm what just are you even unicorn. If I went into your purse and I basically stole your money.
What? That is not even the same thing.
It's definitely
the same. Okay. Hang on one second.
Wait a minute.
Tom.
Yeah.
You clip coupons?
Yeah.
Tom, how old are you, buddy?
25.
And you're single?
Yeah.
And you wake up every Sunday morning and you get your Sunday paper and you clip coupons?
Yeah, I've been doing it for a while. It's actually something I used to do with my mom, but
aww.
That's sweet. And and why exactly are you why do you do that?
It's just honestly, it's like money. It's money in a different form. It's you don't understand. You go and you save or you make mad money at the grocery store or
yeah.
You know,
mad money, like
right.
25 cents on a bottle of $8 Tide.
Hey, it adds up, man.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. So you noticed that your coupons were gone, and then you assumed it was Nicole, so that's why you're blowing her off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to trust someone who stole from me.
You right. Don't even know if I took the coupons. What are you even going on about?
Like, Nicole, did you steal his coupons?
That's besides the point. Guys shouldn't be clipping coupons.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
So you did take them.
Listen, here's what happened, okay?
Okay.
I saw the newspaper. He was making coffee. I saw the paper, and I was like, oh, you know, haven't seen a paper in a while. It's not a thing that people get anymore.
Right.
And, you know, I went and I was browsing through and looking at the comics and I saw some really great deals in the savings. And so I took some.
Hmm.
I mean,
you did steal his coupons, basically.
I didn't steal them, though. Like, I mean,
did you take them without asking?
Yeah, that's kind of stealing.
But they're coupons. Like, I mean, I didn't even think he would notice. It's not money. It's coupons.
Well, he clearly notices, and it's very, very not
you,
okay.
You pinched a penny from the wrong penny pinching dude.
Oh, my God. I can't even.
It's basically trust and stealing. You know, that trust is gone, so why would I call you back?
Oh, what? Oh, come on. Okay. This has got to be a joke.
Right.
Nope. I don't think it's a joke. I think he's really serious about his coupons.
Nicole, do you still have the coupons?
I have some.
You have some?
I used them.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't think he was going to miss them. Like, what guy goes and clips coupons and actually notices that they're missing?
Yeah, that's a little strange.
Right.
All right, so well, let me ask you this question. I mean, usually we try to figure out, you know, now that we know what's wrong with your relationship, we try to see if there's a future for you guys, although I'm not guessing that this is going to work out on many levels.
Doesn't really seem like
although
it.
You both are really into coupons, so, I mean, that's maybe you have more in common than you think. Tom, if Nicole promised to keep her grubby little paws off of your, you know, 50 cents off coupons, would you be interested in seeing her again?
Man, she's laughing at this whole situation. I don't think so.
Oh my gosh. Okay. It's funny.
This is the weirdest situation okay. I've ever heard.
All right, well, hang on. Hang on one second. Look, at least he'll save a lot of money on dates.
I guess so.
You know, with her. So 340-9595, 800-475-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.